With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump is safe and sound after a man armed with guns and knives stormed the lobby outside the White House Correspondents' Dinner last night, shooting a Secret Service man before he was dragged down. The president was rushed off stage. Afterwards, he spoke to the media.
We looked at all of the conditions that took place tonight, and I will say, you know, it's not a particularly secure building.
Attorney General Todd Blanche is saying today that the gunman did indeed plan to target members of the Trump administration. He's being questioned and is due in court tomorrow. Blanche says officials believe the suspect traveled by train from California to Chicago and then on to Washington, where he checked into the hotel. The Secret Service man who was shot was wearing body armor, and he is just fine. A major push to crack down on Medicaid fraud is now underway across the nation.
Dr. Mehmet Oz is leading a sweeping effort requiring all 50 states to revalidate Medicaid providers, tightening oversight across the system. His administration has already halted payments to more than 400 hospices and home health centers in California over suspected fraud. A new fraud war room is also up and running, designed to track suspicious claims and recover billions lost each year. Officials say the goal is to protect critical health care resources for seniors, children, and people with disabilities.
Police in Northern Ireland have declared a security alert in the town of Dunmurry on the outskirts of Belfast after reports that a car bomb exploded near a police station. Lawmen say that homes in the vicinity were evacuated this morning and members of the public told not to come near the area. Police have released no information about the motive for the attack, but last month there was another attack on a police station not far away. This is SRN News. A new Kansas law will allow college students to sue their schools for free speech violations. In Tennessee, a new law will encourage teachers and professors to include the positive impacts of religion in American history courses. Both are being done in the name of Charlie Kirk. More than 60 Kirk-themed bills have been proposed in over 20 states seeking to promote his ideology, establish official days of remembrance, or affix his name to roads and public places. Kirk, who was assassinated while giving a speech last year, attracted a lot of young people to his Christian faith and his conservative political views. With the midterm elections looming, the Democratic Party is having an internal struggle over the role of the LGBT agenda in its platform. After the 2024 presidential election, Democrats were divided over the role that LGBT issues played in their party's losses. The Trump campaign ran a series of advertisements criticizing Vice President Kamala Harris for supporting sex change operations for people in prisons. This is SRN News. A small indigenous village in Alaska wants to reclaim its status as a top spot for polar bear tourism.
Visitors flocked to Koktovik before the pandemic to see polar bears waiting for sea ice to form. Tourism in the village just off Alaska's northern coast was paused because of COVID-19, and then because of concerns that tourism impacted the community and affected bear behavior. Local leaders are now working with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to address the issues and revive the industry. The aim is to ensure tourism benefits the community without causing any harm. Bob Agner reporting.
Today is Sunday, April the 26th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including comedian Carol Burnett. The grand old lady is 93 years old today. Olympic swimming gold medalist Donna DeVerona is 79. And menacing actor Giancarlo Esposito has 68 candles on his birthday cake. This is SRN News.